Hello.
Hi, this is Patrick from PC Support. I believe you called in with a computer issue. Am I calling back at the wrong time?
No. I'm going to take it to the repair man. I'm not going to play with it. Because I'm new to the computer, and I'm 90 years old, and I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about.
So, okay, well, what I'll do is this. I'm gonna dumb it down real easy for you, okay? Real simple.
All right.
90 years old, you're a smart man. You've been on this world for 90 years, so you got a brain in there, okay? This is not hard stuff. So you had an infection. It's telling you to contact Microsoft certified technicians at the help desk. So if you bring the computer to a repairman, you're looking at $500 worth of work. If this is something where we could repair it remotely, it's about half that price. So let's establish
a connection. Well, before I spend $500 on this
$500. I'm saying if we get remotely. Yeah, I know, but we would get remotely connected, it'd be around $250. So, to repair it. Obviously, $250 is great. We do the whole pair in the system. We make sure all these hiccups get taken care of. All right?
All right.
All right, so let's do this. I am very good at having people connect, so you and I are going to fly through this. All right?
Wait
now,
let me get on the computer.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
Won't even let me on.
Where are you calling from?
Oh, here it comes, I think.
Where are you calling from?
It takes this thing a while.
Where are you calling from?
Escalon, California.
Oh, California. Listen, don't rub it in, man. Don't,
yeah, well,
don't rub it in.
It's 90 degrees out here right now, and the sun is shining. It's beautiful.
Woo, love it. We're here in Florida, so I can't complain. We got great weather today. But I wish
Oh, the only thing you've got out there that we don't have is the humidity. We don't have any of that humidity.
I know. And now, you know what? All right, is the computer on?
The computer's on, and Google just came up. What do you want me to put
okay.
in there?
I want you to go up to the address bar all the way up at the top. So don't type in the Google search. Type in the URL box up top, okay?
All the way to the top where it says new tab?
Where it says what?
New tab.
Yeah, click new tab, and then we're going to type in a new website.
All right.
All right? So let me know when you're ready. You hit new tab. So you should be in the address bar up at the top of the browser. It should be blank right now, right, to type in?
It's blank. There's nothing. There's nothing moving.
All right, but you hit new tab, right?
Yeah.
All right, good. Type in this website, the letter F as in Frank.
Uh-huh.
The letter M as in Mary.
Uh-huh.
The letter U as in Utah. The number 1. So just press the number 1. You doing it? You got it?
Yeah.
So you have www.fmu1, right?
And the only thing that comes up was Pluto.
No. What happened? We were typing something in. What'd you do?
You told me to put www.fmg1.
No, I did not say that. Delete that. We're going to type it over again.
Wait a minute. How the hell do you do that?
You click into the box where you just typed and then just hit backspace. Delete it.
Well, Pluto's on the screen. I can't get that.
All right, so X out of it at the top right of the Pluto thing.
All right, I got it.
Now go back to FM whatever, all right? Click in that box and delete what you have. We're going to type something new.
All right, we got the www.
All right, good. www. Then type the letter F as in Frank.
F.
Yes.
Right.
The letter M as in Mark or Mike.
Uh-huh.
The letter U as in Utah.
G as in guitar.
U as in Utah.
Oh, cue. Wait a minute, I gotta find a goddamn cue. What the hell are you laughing for? You think this is funny? I do.
Oh, man.
If I had another brain, it'd be dangerous.
I'll tell you what, man, you're a breath of fresh air. I just had the craziest call from before. They barely spoke English. I was on the phone with them for 4.5 hours. So you are a breath of fresh air for me, man.
I'm the fresh air.
All right, so what do you got now?
All right, we got the Q.
No, U. The letter U is an umbrella.
All right. U.
So what do you have in the box typed out?
FMU.
All right, you have the WWW, right?
Yeah.
All right, good. So you have FMU. Now I want you to press the number 1. So look at the numbers on the top of your keyboard. Hit the number 1.
I got it.
And then type in .com. So dot and then C-O-M.
All right.
And then hit enter or return on the keyboard.
All right. .com.
Yep, .com. And tell me what comes up.
So far, nothing. That wasn't up before.
All right, but did you hit enter in the search box to search the website?
All right, I pushed enter. I'm sorry. We got the resource management and mathematical models and witchcraft rituals and all that shit. I don't know what the hell that is.
Okay, you're going to do this. Look down at the lower left-hand side of your keyboard, okay? So look at the keyboard. So look down at what you type on, the keyboard, okay?
Yeah.
The lower left-hand side of your keyboard, okay, there is a Microsoft symbol. It's called the Windows key. It looks like a window with 4 boxes in it. You see that?
Yep.
Hold that Windows key down right now with 1 finger, and while you're holding that down, you're going to press the letter R, as in Robert. And you will see a box appear at the lower left of the screen. The letter R, as in Robert.
Oh, all right.
Hold down the Windows key and press the letter R, as in Robert, at the same time.
I got it.
All right, and then you let go, and there should be a box that appeared at the lower left-hand side of the screen that says Run.
Now, what do you want me to do?
Did a box appear on the screen at the lower left?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Hey, let me tell you something. And I'm going to be frank with you.
Yeah.
I just can't... I'm hard of hearing, and I use hearing aids. And I'm having a hell of a time.
All
and
right,
I got
fine.
A guy that... I got a guy that's a computer expert. That's what he does for a living.
Unfortunately,
I'll let him take it.
He doesn't charge me.
Sir.
He won't even have the right tools to get this done. He's not a Microsoft certified technician. He will not be able to get this done. So that's just putting more and more time with your information being at risk. You are not going to do that. Okay? You're 90-something years old. Okay? You have intelligence in that brain. This is not hard stuff. Very easy. We're going to get this done right now. I'm going to connect, and we're going to set you up with the repair, okay? Now,
all right,
what is at the lower left-hand side of your screen? Did you have a box appear that says Run?
No.
Okay, so do this again, all right? The lower left-hand side of your keyboard, okay? So look down at your keyboard with all the letters, okay?
Yeah.
All right, the lower left-hand side. You see the Windows key, the Microsoft symbol?
Yeah.
All right, hold that down right now with 1 finger while you're talking to me. Hold that down.
It's down.
All right, now, at the same time, press the letter R, as in Robert, while you're holding that down. The letter R, as in Robert.
Yeah, it's down.
All right, and then let go. You should have seen a box appear at the lower left of the screen.
There's nothing on the lower left of the screen.
What's at the lower left of the screen?
No.
What? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to do this again until this comes up. Every computer in the world, listen, I'm going to tell you this right now. I had a 97-year-old woman on the line today. We got connected within 10 minutes. So you could do it too, okay? So I want you to do this. Do you still have the Google search that's up on your screen?
Wait a minute.
What's going on?
It says, Batman, wait a minute.
No. Just do this, sir, okay? Do this. The lower left-hand side of your screen, what do you see? Is the Microsoft symbol at the lower left-hand side of your screen, too?
On the lower left-hand, there's nothing. On the right-hand, on the left-hand side of the screen, there's the images of the Batman and all that kind of crap.
Okay, where is the time on your computer? Where is the time? At the lower right? The bottom right?
The what?
Your time. The time of day. Is it at the bottom right of your screen?
No, I don't have the time on this.
Yes, you do. It's on every computer in the world.
Well, yeah, well, it's on the other side. It's on the right-hand side.
That's
it's
what I said.
301.
The lower right-hand side. That's what I said. Okay. So now go all the way to the left. What's at the lower left-hand side?
Yeah.
What
There's
is
nothing
it?
Nothing over there.
Yes, there is. The lower left-hand side, there's a Microsoft symbol. It's a Windows symbol. You don't see that? It's right in front of your face.
Oh, the Microsoft sign?
Yes, that's at the what? The lower left-hand side of the screen, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're telling me there's nothing there. Meanwhile, it's right there in front of your face. I want you to click that box. Click that, the lower left.
All right.
Now, you should have had a bunch of options that came up for you to click on, right?
It says, it says start the screen, then it says store, Internet Explorer, mail, Microsoft, Mahan, defragment, optimize, drive,
I want you to click Internet Explorer right now.
Which what?
Click Internet Explorer.
You just read.
I know you can hear me, man. Come on. You just read it to me. It says Internet Explorer. You just read it to me. Sir.
Yeah. Hey. We're not getting anywhere here.
No, because you're being stubborn and you're not doing something that you know that you could do. Okay. So, let's be an adult here. This is easy stuff. My 3-year-old can do this with me. I'm sure a 90-year-old person can. All right? So, you just read to me the lower left-hand side. You were reading a bunch of programs. You just were reading them to me. Where did they go?
The lower left-hand side.
You just read to you clicked the box at the lower left, and a bunch of options came up for you to click on, right?
This file came up, this PC file. It says favorite desk download, recent places and folders.
Okay, you just said you had Internet Explorer.
Yeah.
Click on that, Internet Explorer. Click that. Sir.
What the hell does it look like?
You just read it. It says Internet Explorer. It has an E.
It says this PC.
Okay. This is what you're going to do. Tell me what is on your screen right now. Do you have a browser up so that you could search the Internet?
I got file. This PC and a file computer
no, I want
and view.
You, I want you to look at the center of your screen. Take your mouse right now and click the center of the screen so we could see what is on your screen. Sir.
Hey.
This is easy stuff. Stop it. No, don't. I don't want to hear it. This is easy stuff. This is not hard, okay? Just click.
All right, now, what do you want me to do? That thing is up.
What is up?
Look, that goddamn thing in the middle of the TV, the screen. It says, PC, this PC, file, computer, and view.
Get rid of it. Just exit out. Just exit out. Get rid of it.
All right.
All right, what is at all the way at the bottom of your screen? You have a bunch of icons that are at the bottom of your screen going from left to right. Tell me what the icons are in there, okay? So move your mouse over.
First, On the left-hand side is a square with like a window. For.
All right, what's the next one?
And then the next one looks like, I don't know, it's square with a...
Okay, then go to the next one.
File Explorer, it says.
What does it say?
File Explorer.
Okay, what's the next one?
HP Quick Start.
All right, the next one?
Cyberlink, your cam.
All right, the next one?
Store.
The next one?
Net radio.
The next one?
Is, It's the phone. Google
right.
Phone.
Good. Click on that right now. Click on that right now.
I did.
All right, and then what comes up?
The Google out in the middle of the screen.
Okay,
search
good.
Google.
Good. Type in that box. www. Dot. There.
www. Dot.
Three W's. www. Dot.
Yeah. Okay. www. Dot.
All right. The word support, as in support our troops. So S U P P O R T. So as you type it, spell it to me.
Now say that again. F what?
No. The letter. The word support, as in support our troops. So S as in Sam.
Jesus, I can't hear you.
Sir, I'm basically yelling, so I haven't spoke this loud the whole time. Don't give me this. Come on. You hear me. The word.
I can't hear you, goddammit.
Yes, you can, because you just answered me right there. Type in the word support. You know how to spell support.
Oh, yeah. I got www, now you want support.
Yes, dot. So www, then there's a dot. Right?
Yeah.
All right, now type in the word support. Sir.
All right.
What do you have in the box?
It says get an Amazon gift card of 500 Macy's.
Come on, what happened to the Google search? What did you do?
The Google search is still up there. This just came to pop in.
That's all I care about is the Google search. What do you have typed in the box?
And the box right now has got www.support.
How did you spell support? Spell it to me.
SUPPORT.
Good. Now I want you to hit a dot again. So hit the period button. Dot.
Well, Wait a minute. It's not doing anything. I hit the button. It's not doing anything.
You have to click in the box. Click next to the word support. Take your
All right. I got it.
All right. So you put the dot there, right?
Right.
Good. Now type in the word me, as in like not you, but me. So M-E.
Yeah.
So you have support.me in the box, right?
Yeah, it says support me. Yeah.
It's www.support.me, right?
Dot me, yeah.
Okay, good. Now hit the search. So hit enter or return on the keyboard. Now you're going to get a bunch of options for you to click on. I want you to tell me what the first option is in the blue writing. What is the first option to click on?
Right now, I don't have any options. All it says is Google, search Google for type URL.
Okay, so then what did you type? Where did support.me go?
Well, my typing is up on top. It says www.support.me.
Okay, so
and the
or return.
The new tab is going around, but I don't see nothing.
Well, you hit enter to search the website.
I push enter.
Well, do it again. And what came up?
Logmin123.com.
.com, remote support. Good. Click on that. Logmin123. Wait. What is there a bunch of things for you to click on? Or?
All right. Now it says on the screen here, it says enter your six-digit code.
Good. You're going to type in this. You're going to type in this code, okay? So type in this code right now. I'm going to give it to you right now. Hold on. Okay, so you're going to type this code right in where it says to type in the code, okay? So here's the code.
That's my security code.
No. I am giving you the code, all right? The code is 437.
437.
294.
294.
Yes, now click Start Download right underneath where you just typed the code in. Click Start Download.
Now, wait a minute. I got that 437294 up there. Now, what do you want me to do?
I want you to click Start Download. It's right underneath where you type the code in. Click Start
Download. All right. I see it.
So click it.
I did.
All right. Now a box is going to appear. What appeared for you to click on? Does it say Run for you to click Run?
It doesn't say a goddamn thing.
Look down at the bottom of the browser. Do you see a little box that's down there? It has like it's like a download at the bottom left of the browser.
All right, on the bottom, it says support
logmine.re. Yes, that's what we need. Click on that.
We did.
All right. And then tell me what comes up.
It's a round circle running around in that logmire.
Okay. So it's loading. Don't touch anything until something comes up. There should be
right
an
now there's...
Yeah, what?
It says up here, help. Desk
yes,
National.
Yes.
Log My Rescue.
Yeah. So it says user.
And then
account,
on the other side, it says
user account help. Control is enabled. Click OK. Sir. Sir.
Oh.
Click OK.
I did.
All right. Now, another box will appear saying, will you allow to make changes to the PC? You're going to have to hit yes.
Yes?
Yes, click yes.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
It says that it won't, yes won't come up. The terminal is blinking back and forth.
What
connecting,
do you mean?
It says.
Look in the center of your screen. Is there a box in the center of your screen asking you to click on anything?
Your user account control,
yes.
UAC,
yes.
Is in.
Yes,
enable
okay.
On
yes.
This PC.
Sir,
please
sir,
click OK to allow
sir.
Rescue.
Click OK.
So we picked OK.
So do it again. Click OK. Did you click OK?
You're going to have ulcers before this is over.
I'm basically yelling. I had to walk outside the office because I have to yell so you could hear me. All right. I'm sending something to your screen right now. It's going to say Agent 18. You're going to click OK. I'll tell you what.
It's going to say what?
It's going to say Agent 18 would like to perform one or more actions. I'm going to send it over right now, okay? It's going to be there in 10 seconds. I'm sending it. Okay. I'm sending it right now, okay? It's going to come over. In the center of the screen, it says Agent 18 would like to perform one or more actions. Click OK. You see it?
I did.
All right. All right. Excellent. Sir, what was your first name?
Bob.
Bob? Watch this, Bob. Hey, Bob. Guys, give a round of applause for Bob on the phone here. We finally got connected. We got it. All right, Bob, how'd you like that? I had a bunch of colleagues in my office who wanted to give you a round of applause. You just did something that was very hard, all right? So give yourself some credit, all right?
All right.
All right. So no wonder why. Yeah, good thing you didn't have your friend do this because you have browser hijackers on here. Take your hand off of the mouse, Bob.
No, my screen's...
I know, Bob. I'm doing that. Take your hand off of the mouse.
Oh, yes.
Take it off of the mouse. I'm controlling it. Bob, take your hand off of the mouse.
My hand is off of the mouse.
All right. Yeah.
The mouse is going all over the place.
I know. That's me. All right, Bob. We're gonna fill out the invoice now so we can get this repair started. You're dealing with something that your friend, the technician, he wouldn't even have the right tools to get this repaired. So good thing you stuck with it. Gonna get it done right now. Bob, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I'll call you back.
All right, Bob. You hear me?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to fill out this invoice so we can start this. So I have my technician who's literally waiting just for us, just for the process of payment. So we're going to fill out this invoice. We're going to get this done now. So is your first name Robert, Bob, or is it Bob?
Robert.
Robert? Good. Okay. It's my father's name. What's your last name, Robert?
Conboy.
Spell it.
Conboy. No, you got a T instead of a C.
Oh, Conboy. That's your last name, Conboy?
Yeah.
Okay. Address?
2505 Jackson Avenue. 2505 Jackson. Now go over a couple and put down ST-180.
No, no, it's okay. We don't need that. City?
All right, the city is Escalon. The county is San Joaquin.
City, spell me the city.
E, Escalon, E-S-C-A-L-O-N.
All right, what's the zip?
Zip code is 95320.
All right, in California, right?
Yeah.
Lucky dog. All right, and then give me your email, Bob.
Convoy Robert. 97 at Gmail.
All right, and I have it as a Visa or MasterCard link. Bob, what are we using here, Visa or MasterCard?
Just a minute. Visa.
All right. Bob, go ahead and type in the numbers right there for me, right in there. So read the card and then type the numbers right in here, okay?
Yeah.
Type it in right there. Bob. Bob.
What?
Bob, you typed in a 2 in the beginning. Start over. If it's a Visa card, it should start with 4, Bob.
Well, that's what I put in there, isn't it?
No, you didn't. You put 2. How about this?
4264. All right. 4264.
Yep, good.
2856. 0202. 4820. The number on the back of the car is 025.
Oh, hold on. Okay.
All right, now you want the month?
What's the expiration?
$119.
All right, so you're going to click that in there. Good, you got that. And then it's 19, and you got that. Good, all right. And then your name that appears on the card is Robert Convoy, right?
Robert Convoy is correct.
All right, so go ahead and hit that place order right there, Robert, the big green button. All right, so, Bob, I want you to write this number down right here. Do you have a pen and a piece of paper?
Uh-huh.
Write this number down right here that's on your screen.
All right. I got it.
All right, good. All right, so Bob, what we're going to do now is we're going to do this. Take your hand off of the mouse, Bob. All right, got this. So, Bob, I want you to listen up close. I'm going to play a 2.5-minute recording. It's going to explain the repair process, okay?
All right.
The 2.5-minute, just listen up. I'll be back on the line with you when it's done.
On behalf of Help Desk National, we would like to personally welcome you to our company. At Help Desk National, top-notch customer service is always our number one priority. We would like to take this opportunity and briefly review a few key points. Shortly, we will begin the repairs on your PC, and it's very important that the device remain plugged into a reliable power source and not used until the job is completed. Our process can take anywhere from 6 to 12 hours, depending on the degree of repairs needed. We encourage you to take advantage of this time and continue about your day or night. It is not required for you to watch the repair process. Now that the phone part is ending, the technical work is just beginning. And remember, every computer is different. Rest assured, Help Desk National uses highly qualified and certified technicians. All work on your PC is recorded for quality assurance and maintained to preserve your privacy as well. That said, all repairs come with a bumper-to-bumper 30-day warranty, what we like to refer to as a test drive phase. Although most jobs are done to 100% satisfaction for the first time, there are instances where some tweaks are needed. Not to fret, this is all covered in your warranty. Once your repair is finished, one of our customer satisfaction agents will call you to review the work. If it's after 9 p.m., your local time, or you happen to miss our call, we will leave a message on your computer to return our call. Next, let me give you some important information. Please take down this number. 1-855-838-7738. Again, that number is 1-855-838-7738. This is the number to the Customer Service Division with Help Desk National. If you have any technical issues in the future, please don't panic. Simply call us back and one of our qualified technicians with Help Desk National will gladly assist you. We are here for you 5 days a week from 9 a.m. to 12 a.m. midnight Eastern Standard Time. Lastly, Help Desk National is an independent software developer and reseller with experience in creating cutting-edge software. We do offer multiple products, so please feel free to ask about other solutions we can provide to you as well. We will now return you to your service advisor to answer any questions you may have. Thank you, and once again, welcome to Help Desk National.
Okay, so Bob, you have that mainline number written down, right?
Yeah.
Okay, read it off to me, what you have written down.
855-838-7738.
Good. Good. Hold on, give me 1 second, Bob. I'm just typing something up here, okay? I'm going to walk outside so I can talk louder so you can hear me. So give me 1 second, okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Bob, let me ask you a question. Is there a reason why you don't have any protection software? An antivirus?
I have, but they just put one in here not too long ago, about 3 months ago. Tyrosec? Oh, yeah, Kaspersky.
Kaspersky. Let me ask you a question. Is that your friend, the technician, who told you to put that on your computer?
Well, the computer was
No, who told you to put Kaspersky on your computer? Was it that technician you said who'd be able to do this?
No, they told me that the computer was new when I bought it, and that it was 2 years to the date when they put this Kaspersky in there.
All right. Well, it didn't do anything for you. You need to get better protection software. Okay. What are you paying? What is it? $250.
We don't have much of a choice because we went in to buy it. The only thing they had was this. They didn't have Norton.
Okay.
They didn't have anything else.
We got to give you a better protection software, Bob. I can tell you this. I just walked outside, so I'll be able to speak a little bit louder. Okay. I can tell you this now, Bob. You have no protection at all on the computer. This is going to keep happening if you do not buy the proper protection. I can tell you this, Bob. I can give you 3 discounts, all right, on protection. You figure most people pay $250 a year for protection. So after 2 years, what is that? $500. What I could do is this. I can give you a lifetime license key where you just buy it right now for the one set price and you have it forever. You don't have to pay every year or every month, okay? I'm going to give you 3 discounts. With those 3 discounts, that gives you the protection software at 50% off. That is literally taking $250 off of the lifetime license key. You'd be paying $250 a year, every year, with other software. I can give you software right now where you buy it one time and you have it forever. You never have to pay for it again. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
All right, so that's what I'm going to do.
But don't break the bank.
I'm not. It's a $500 software. I'm going to give it to you for 50% off. So it's only $250. All right?
All right.
Yeah, it's the best software. It's the only thing that you want. It's the only thing that works.
All right.
Yeah, this is what's going to make this not happen again. The only reason why we have to fix this right now is because you do not have the proper protection. This is what is going to give you that full protection.
All right.
All right.
Well,
so
I thought that's what I was buying. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah, you got to buy it. Well, essentially, what we're doing is that first $250 is for the repair. This is for the lifetime license of the software. This is what is going to prevent this from you having to pay for another repair again. All right, what is your address, Bob?
2505 Jackson Avenue. Jackson Avenue, 180.
That's all right. What's the city?
Escalon. Escalon.
Zip.
95320.
All right, go ahead and type in that Visa card again right up in here, Robert, unless you want to use a different card. We accept Visa, MasterCard, or Discover. So whatever you want to use for this transaction, type it in the box there.
Let me ask you something.
Yeah.
On my address.
Yeah, you don't need
you
it.
Have
this,
to
is
put,
this is just more or less for you. We're not sending anything to your house, so this is fine. That's
I understand that, but if you're going to do any billing or anything,
no, we're not
and
doing any billing.
If it has to come in the mail, you have to have the 180. That's my space number in this box.
Okay, don't worry about it. We're not sending anything to your house. This is more or less for you. It's a proof
right.
of that you're Robert Comboy at 2502 Jackson Avenue. This is just for you. This is pretty much for you. It doesn't have anything to do with us. So don't worry about it.
All right, I got a MasterCard here.
All right, good. Type that in.
54. Want me to put them in?
Yeah, type it in.
Got it?
Yep, and now click on the month. What's the expiration? And that's the last three digits on the back of the card. What are you doing? Yep. All right.
Now, on this one here, the name is Robert.
I got it. I already put it in. Bob.
Robert A.
All right. That's fine. I already put that in there.
Robert A. Comboy is the...
All right. Bob, take your hand off of the mouse, bro. Hey. Just like that, right?
Yeah, right.
Good. Click the place order, the big green button. All right, good. This is going to give us another order conf number. Nice order confirmation number. I'm going to have you write that down as well.
Uh-huh.
All right, so write this down, Bob, right there. Write that number down that I highlighted in blue.
I got it.
All right, good. All right, so we have you at a total order value of $500. Your total value of savings, okay, is $500 as well. So because we're able to repair the computer remotely, okay, you saved $500 with the purchase of the software at 50% off, and the price factor of you getting it repaired remotely instead of you having to have to bring it to the store, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
So now, Bob, give me 1 second. All you need to do here is this. Leave the computer on and not touch it. We will let you know when everything is done. This is going to take anywhere between 12 to 24 hours, okay? Our technicians want to do a good job, not a quick one, okay? So, Bob,
right.
when the work is complete, we are going to put a work complete message on your screen, and then we will call you for a tune-up review. The last thing we want to do is rush the process. So when the work
right.
is done, we will give you a tune-up review, where we're physically going to give you a call to go over all the work that we did for you on the computer. Okay?
All right.
Give me 1 second. You know, Bob, I'm not even standing outside. I'm in the office now, and it seems like you can hear me pretty good. I feel like I was pretty much yelling at the top of my lungs, Bob, before.
Well, I'm awfully sorry, but
I've been hearing
hearing aids ain't worth the shipment, this telephone. Don't laugh. I got to take it out. I can't hear what the goddamn thing in. You know, I can hardly hear what it out.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, I do want to...
That's part of getting old, Sam.
Yeah, listen, you sound like a young cat to me. Bob, listen, I'm walking outside. I want to make sure if you can hear me here. Bob, I just want to make sure here. I just, I feel terrible. I feel like I was yelling at the beginning, but all I was doing is you couldn't hear me.
I'm surprised you put up with me.
Bob, listen, I'll tell you, it's my job. And you sound a lot like my father, because my father's name is Robert, and everybody calls him Bob, and he is 89 years old. So you guys sound identical on the phone, so that's why I wasn't going to give up on you, Bob. I couldn't give up on you. And I was just getting a little frustrated, because I could tell that you wanted to give up yourself when I knew that you were way better of a man than that. And look at this. Best part, you just got the best software, literally, on the market for a lifetime. You never have to pay for it again, and we're repairing the computer remotely. You don't have to have anybody come to your house. You don't have to have anyone botch up the computer more. We're going to handle everything and call you when everything is done. Okay?
That's correct. That's nice. Thank you.
No problem, Bob. Listen, it was a pleasure speaking to you. We're going to let you know when everything is done. All right?
All righty. Thank you.
All right, Bob. Leave the computer on.
Yep. All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.